General Stubblebine wouldn't talk about Ron either.
The damn psychic spies should be keeping their damn mouth shut, he said, instead of chit-chatting all over town about what they did.
The general, I discovered in the weeks after I met Yuri, had commanded a secret military psychic spying unit between 1981 and 1984. The unit wasn't quite as glamorous as it might sound, he said. It was basically half a dozen soldiers sitting inside a heavily guarded, condemned clapboard building in Fort Meade, Maryland, trying to be psychic. Officially, the unit did not exist. The psychics were what is known in military jargon as black op. Because they didn't exist, they were not permitted access to the U.S. Army's coffee budget. They had to bring their own coffee into work. They had come to resent this. Some of them were in there trying to be psychic from 1978 until 1995. From time to time, one of them died or went stir-crazy, and a new psychic soldier would be brought in to replace the casualty. When one of them got a vision of a Russian warship or a future event, he would sketch it and pass the sketches up the chain of command. And then, in 1995, the CIA closed them down. Many of the psychic soldiers have subsequently published their autobiographies, such as The Seventh Sense, The Secrets of Remote Viewing, as told by a psychic spy for the U.S. military, by Lynn Buchanan.
Everybody wants to be the first on the publicity stump, said General Stubblebine. I could wring some of their necks.
And that was all the general would say about the psychic spies. Are they back in business? I asked him.
I hope so, he said.
Was Yuri Geller one of yours? I asked.
No, he said, but I wish he had been. I'm a great fan of his.
And so it was that my quest to track down Ron took me to Hawaii, to a house on the road between Honolulu and Pearl Harbor, the home of retired Sergeant First Class and one-time Special Forces psychic spy, Glenn Wheaton. Glenn was a big man with a tight crop of red hair and a Vietnam vet-style handlebar mustache. My plan was to ask Glenn about his psychic spying days and then try to broach the subject of Ron. But from the moment I sat down, our conversation veered off into a wholly unexpected direction. Glenn leant forward in his chair.
You've gone from the front door to the back door. How many chairs are in my house?
There was a silence.